Clarice Lispector, Agua Viva. Is my theme the instant, the theme of my life? I try to keep up with it. I divide thousands of times into as many times as the number of instants running by, fragmented as I am, and the moments so fragile. My only vow is to life born with time and growing along with it. Only in time itself is there room enough for me. All of me is writing to you, and I feel the taste of being and the taste of you is as abstract as the instant. I also use my whole body when I paint and set the bodiless upon the canvas, my whole body wrestling with myself. You don't understand music, you hear it. So hear me with your whole body. When you come to read me, you will ask why I don't keep to painting and my exhibitions, since I write so rough and disorderly. It's because now I feel the need for words, and what I'm writing is new to me, because until now, my true word has never been touched. The word is my fourth dimension. Today I finished the canvas I told you about. Curves that intersect in fine black lines, and you with your habit of wanting to know why. I'm not interested in that. The cause is past matter. Well, ask me why the fine black lines. Because of the same secrets that now makes me write as if to you, writing something round and rolled up and warm, but sometimes cold as the fresh instance, the water of an ever-trembling stream. Can what I painted on the canvas be put into words, just as the silent word can be suggested by a musical sound? I see that I've never told you how I listen to music. I gently rest my hand on the record player and my hand vibrates, sending waves through my whole body. And so I listen to the electricity of the vibrations, the last substratum of reality's realm, and the world trembles inside my hands. And so I realise that I want the vibrating substratum of the repeated words sung in Gregorian chant. I'm aware that I can't say everything I know. I only know when painting or pronouncing syllables blind of meaning. And if here I must use words, they must bear an almost merely bodily meaning. I'm struggling with the last vibration. To tell you of my substratum, I made a sentence of words made only from instants now. Read, therefore, my invention as pure vibration, with no meaning beyond each whistling syllable. Read this. With the passing of the centuries, I lost the secret of Egypt, when I moved in longitudes, latitudes, and altitudes, with the energetic action of electrons, protons, and neutrons, under the spell of the word and its shadow. What I wrote you here is an electronic drawing without past or future. It is simply now. I must also write to you because you harvest discursive words and not the directness of my painting. I know that my phrases are crude. I write them with too much love, and that love makes up for their faults, but too much love is bad for the work. This isn't a book, because this isn't how anyone writes. Is what I write a single climax? My days are a single climax. I live on the edge.